We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,213. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Tense Man. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
Thank you. I'm the Metro. On tap today, Ryan Castle into Sit and Spin Now. Today we'll have the top 10 movie theme songs of the 80s. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Clack, clack, drink it to joy.
All right, here we go. Florida man arrested twice in one night. Once for offering to show everyone in the IHOP his sausage link. Meanwhile, a man drops a car off at a Florida dealership. And his back seat then had a familiar high school type stink. Colorado couple has weed-themed wedding complete with a wedding bong. College kids want Chick-fil-A, and the plan they hatched was strong. And a McDonald's employee punched after giving customer a cup of water. A free cup of water. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, look, some things just were not meant to be. Pamela Anderson marriages. She's been married five times. Her most recent marriage lasted only 12 days. But her 12-day marriage lasted three times longer than Nicolas Cage's latest marriage, which lasted only 4 days. And that was his fourth marriage. But like I said, some things were just not meant to be, and it doesn't take long to figure it out. A guy named Mike Hughes, for example. Now, he built a homemade rocket. He's one of those guys who believes that the Earth is flat, so he built the rocket so that he could determine for himself up in the sky if, in fact, the Earth was round. Well, this past Saturday, he launched himself, and 10 seconds later, the rocket crashed, killing him. In Michigan, a sex shop opened in the town of Zeeland. Less than a day later, it closed down. Our very own Miles Montgomery attempted to go to BKU. You know that as Burger King University. Didn't last 2 weeks.
No, sir.
Hey, man, I got expelled from high school three times. But the most impressive one was I got expelled from one of the high schools on the first day of school. That is no joke, man. I mean, classes hadn't even started yet. Because this place was just not meant to be. It just didn't last long. And that's what we want to talk about today. Look, man, sometimes you give it the old college try, as they say. But for whatever reason, not only do things not work out, but they don't work out quickly. Maybe you're not the person for the job. Or maybe this was the wrong teacher for the class. So here's what we want to know today. Other than your stamina in bed, What didn't last very long?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,213. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You're thinking to yourself, man, oh, man, these folks work way too hard. Maybe one day they'll want a day off. We try to give you a great show every day. Therefore, when we go away on vacation, we'll have something to play back for you that's hopefully entertaining. We guarantee you today this program will be a guaranteed future repeat. As we're going to ask today, what didn't last very long? And I might as well just start with Pam Anderson. And if you didn't know, Pam Anderson got married about a month ago. And just weeks after she and John Peters ended their 12-day marriage, the movie mogul is engaged to another woman. Again.
Wait. What?
Did you hear what I said? Just weeks after Pamela Anderson and John Peters ended their 12-day marriage, John Peters is now engaged to another woman.
What is he thinking?
He's engaged to a woman named Julia Bernheim.
He's already been married like 4 or 5 times. Like, the guy doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm. The famed producer's new engagement comes less than 3 weeks after his breakup from Anderson, who is 52 years old. News of the engagement was revealed at an event attended by Peters and his new fiance. Peters was actually dating this other girl, Julia Faye West, last month. But he was engaged to her and left her to marry Pam Anderson. Again, the man was engaged to Julia Faye West.
All right.
Okay? They were gonna get married. Then, instead of him marrying her, he married Pam Anderson. No engagement on that. The 12-day marriage.
Yes.
Okay? Then, 3 weeks later, he gets engaged to a woman named Julia Bernheim. In the course of 2 months, this man has been engaged or married to three different people.
Damn.
Just to give you an idea. Peter's engagement comes after Anderson slammed him for making ludicrous statements about him paying off her $200,000 debt. Peters denied making such comments, but he, in fact, did make those comments in an interview where he said, well, we were together. I paid off $200,000 in crap that she had. And then we split later. He actually broke up with her by text.
Damn.
Divorced her by text. Divorce by text.
He's got that much money. He doesn't care.
Not even a breakup.
But that'd be really convenient. I mean, if you could, like, let's get this divorce. Give me your new number.
But you would never consider this a relationship if it wasn't for the fact that they got married. I mean, if you dated someone for 12 days, you went out a few times, right?
I would say, you are not boyfriend and girlfriend.
You haven't even entered that stage yet.
No.
In this case, they had dated before.
Sure.
Or maybe gone out years gone by. But at the same point in time, 12 days, I mean, that's nothing.
I didn't realize that this dude, so I knew they had a 12-day marriage. That was her fifth marriage, so I'm not shocked that she got divorced again. 12 days is ridiculous. I didn't realize that homeboy here was already engaged to someone, married her, and then, 3 weeks after the 12-day marriage, you're engaged again.
Oh, but that's nothing compared to Nicolas Cage. He's starting to open up about his recent fourth marriage, which was a short-lived marriage as well, with Erica Quick. Quick, K-O-I-K-E. Quickie?
Quick.
Quickie?
Call it Quickie.
Her whole idea was to get married to get rid of her last name.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. I'll be Erica Cage. Sounds good. She was a makeup artist who Cage filed for divorce from after 4 days. 4 days of being married. Is that even a marriage? He says, I don't want to talk about it. I was pretty upset about that, the way things happened.
What happened? You were married for 4 days. What in the hell happened?
Originally, he said he was wasted.
That's exactly what happened. They were in Vegas. I think Nick Cage probably has a house there.
I think he lives there or something. Yeah. Yeah. He's there a lot.
It's a great place for him.
The reasons for the annulment, including being too drunk to understand the actions when he married her. The actor said he and his wife drank to the point of intoxication before the wedding and argued he wasn't aware of the woman he's marrying, her relationship with another dude.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. One of the reasons that he wanted to get this annulled was for that very reason.
Damn.
So that was 4 days. 4 days. 4 days. Now we have the story, and this is a bit of a sad story. But there is a daredevil by the name of Mad Mike Hughes. He was killed in a rocket launch gone wrong on Saturday in Barstow, California, with witnesses to the accident confirming him. He was 64 years old. You don't need witnesses. You just need to look at the 10-second video. It was his third launch in one of his homemade rockets and part of his eventual
plan. Stop right there. Homemade rocket. I mean,
oh,
listen.
Man. Homemade rocket.
Right. Homemade rocket. Yeah.
He was trying to prove to himself that the Earth was flat. So he was trying to get high enough. How'd you like to have your company logo splattered right on that rocket? You know what I mean? That was great advertising for the people who gave him some cash there to put this thing together.
What was his nickname?
His name was Mad. Mad Mike Hughes.
Mad Mike.
Yeah, Mad Mike
Hughes. A steel ladder was attached to the rocket launch ramp. Yes, like a steel ladder that you would get at a Home Depot. To make it easier for Hughes to enter the cockpit. But when the rocket launched, it hit the ladder, setting the launch on course for disaster. It ripped off the parachute can. That's what he needed to land. That deployed the parachute as it was launching, which got caught in the thrust of the rocket and kind of took the rocket off course.
Homemade rocket.
The steam-powered rocket wobbled and did a huge arc before crashing less than 10 seconds later. He went way up in the sky. I'm not sure how high, but his goal was 5,000 feet. Then it did an arc. Then it came straight down and nosedived into the desert about a half mile away from the launch pad. Deputies were called, and you can guess the answer to everything you need to know about that. There were about 50 to 60 people on hand, including a crew from the Science Channel. They were documenting Hughes' launch as part of a series on homemade astronauts. They're probably going to have to end it with him on that episode and move on to someone else.
No, you got to air that episode. They're not going to show the crash, but like that's the only one of those I'm going to watch.
Yeah. Before taking up rocketry, Hughes was a stuntman who jumped limousines. He actually holds the record for the longest limousine ramp jump. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Hughes jumped a 6,500-pound Lincoln Town Car stretch limo 103 feet in the air at the Paris Auto Speedway. He was trying to recreate the Snake River Canyon jump that Evel Knievel tried years ago.
He kind of did.
And I think that ultimately that didn't come together, but he did just jump limos over big distances and then moved on to building his own rockets and launching himself that way. Our question, what did not last very long? 844-999-OLA.
And the world is round. That's the worst part about it. You did this because you wanted to see if the world's round. It is. That's why everybody keeps telling you that. That's why you died. Come on, man. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Dichola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing good, Joe. Thank you, man. What didn't last very long for you?
Oh, about when I was 16, I got this job with this this company, I guess you call it. There was like five white Raper vans that we would load up speakers in, like home speakers or, you know, whatever. And we would drive around trying to sell these things to people. We would go to banks, ATMs, and if people were at ATMs or whatever, we'd be, hey, you want to deal on these speakers? And we'd go around Seattle, we'd go around the U District. We sold a couple. We even had a college dude get in the van, and we took him to an ATM to get money.
That's about the right speed of things if you're buying speakers out of the back of a van.
Yeah, that's what I would expect.
Yeah. This was, I would say, about 95 or so. 1995.
I want to say that's as typical as the magazine sale people. I mean, we had those in West Virginia, and trust me, we didn't have a lot in West Virginia. But as far as that kind of dynamic cone look that the speakers had on the inside of them, it was kind of that silvery look to it. Are those the ones?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if one company did that. I'd like to find out who was responsible for that, because it really was. It was like magazine door-to-door sales or whatever, but it really was guys going around buying speakers out of the back of a van, at least in my neighborhood, too.
I don't know about speaker guy. Like, I remember those vans, but I do know door-to-door sales. There's, like, different departments. It's one giant, massive companies. I did it.
So, Joe, how long did you sell speakers for out of the back of a van?
I was about 6 hours. They paid me, like, $120, and I was done.
One day.
It was just too awkward. It was so weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird, just, man.
Where do you think the merchandise came from? Oh, you don't know. You're only there 6 hours.
I have no idea, but it was a small little warehouse with a ton of speakers. And like I said, we'd load them up in a van and go around and try to sell this.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you that as you were talking, a comment came in and says, I bought those speakers in Renton. They were good speakers.
I was in the back of your van.
At least you're selling quality stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's one giant company. What was it, DS Max or something? That's who we worked for, like door-to-door sales. But they had different departments.
All right.
So one department, they just sold roses.
And that was like door-to-door with roses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they had like little tricks. Like as you got to February, you would show up wherever you were going to show up to with the roses. Like you'd show up to an office building. But you'd only bring in five. Like this is the last five dozen I have.
Ted, what did you sell exactly? Vacuum cleaners?
No. I sold coupon books.
Okay.
So, like, pizzas.
I would be so mad if I opened my door and you were there and I realized we're about to have a... All right, so I open my door and you... So you know me, all right?
I do.
I've opened my door.
What am I selling? Am I selling the pizza
coupons? You were selling...
Or the oil changes? Oil changes, I could flip that.
No, size me up. I open the door, I'm looking at you. I'm already pissed because you're about to give me a sales pitch and nobody wants to be home and get a sales pitch. So what's the first thing you're saying? Other than how are you and all that.
Right, the hello and all that stuff. And then, I mean, I would just use one of the techniques, right?
All right, give me a technique.
So, well, do you like pizza?
Oh, of course I like pizza.
Right. So, you know, if you buy this, right, if you order two pizzas, right, that's going to pay for the whole book. So I know exactly how you're feeling
right now.
Okay,
you got me.
And I felt that way myself when I first heard about it. But what I found was that literally the amount of pizza that I'm eating, this thing paid for itself in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Give me the coupon book. White
30
boy.
Bucks? Now,
I just felt found at you.
But you also went to different towns, right?
Sure. I did some up in New York.
Did they have different books for different areas, depending on where you could go and get a lube job or whatever you needed?
Like local restaurants would pay. All so right. I could move some stuff for the Moose Creek Steakhouse. That was a local one.
Was that a big... how long did you do this?
Was this Miles, this is one of those fancy joints that was inside of a Holiday Inn.
Oh, really? It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you eat there?
That one, I couldn't move that much stuff from them. But Domino's stuff I could move, and then the oil changes were simple. That was just a good deal.
Right.
You get but all this stuff is in the book. You just determine based on the customer
what
you thought you could do.
That day, I would go out, and you'd have a bunch of them. So this would just be a book of 24 coupons for oil changes.
All right.
So again, you get one, dude. It's going to pay for itself.
The whole thing.
Now you're talking about car washes, alignments, this and that. It's up to you.
How much?
$24.99. Yeah, I take checks.
Is this the place where you... Is this when you went in and blew up somebody's bathroom?
Correct.
Oh. Okay.
Tell that story.
Dateline, Brick, New Jersey. Horrible place.
Okay.
So I forget what we were selling there. It wasn't oil changes. It was a tough one to get going. But either way,
Cemetery plots.
I feel the grumble, and now I've got to poo.
Uh-huh.
So I knock on the door. I'd already sold him a... They seem nicer. They bought something from
right.
me. I said, can I use your bathroom? And the guy's like, ugh. You know, he's like in his robe.
Yeah.
The house is a mess. I go in there, and I mean, just absolutely lit it up.
Okay.
And I was 18.
Right.
So I don't even know if I fathomed what a courtesy flush was yet.
Oh, no.
So he just completely blew up his bathroom.
Oh, yeah. This was the same job where I told the lady, like, thanks for buying this. I'm sure you and your dad will enjoy it. Because he was in a wheelchair, and she's like, that's my husband.
Where did you
By the way, that job, pertinent to the question today, 3 months, and I was out.
Okay, right.
It was 3 months.
Where did you stay?
Like, when we went to New York, we just stayed at, like, basically, somebody's house, like a crash house.
Oh, so you didn't even stay in a hotel?
Not that trip, no.
And what were the other people?
And then we stayed in another little town called Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
We got a
hotel room there, yeah.
Okay, all right. And what were the
only
people,
the best in Lewisburg.
What were the people like Jesus. That you were working with?
Anything you could imagine.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of,
right. And there was one dude that was the main guy. He was a military guy, and his name was Alpha.
Oh. That was his name?
Yeah.
Was he the guy who drove everybody around?
Yep.
Okay. Was he the head of the crew?
Yeah.
And he got a cut of everything, I'm guessing.
Well, there's like two main office managers. It's a whole, trust me, there's a lot of people hearing my voice that are like, wait a minute, Ted, I did the same job.
Sure.
So they have all those different divisions. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if speakers was a division of
all right.
that.
How much do you remember? Do you remember how much you made?
I don't, because it was the whole thing. Do you take your cash that day? It'd be smart if you left it in the bank.
Of course they're going to say that.
Yeah. And then it was a pain in the butt when you quit to go get your money.
Did you ever try to sell actual? There was a guy, I'm working my yard over the summer, and this dude's walking up the driveway. And yes, he's charming and all this crap, but the dude's walking up, and he has a can of, oh God, I think it was glass cleaner. I don't know if it was an all-purpose cleaner or just glass cleaner, but he walks up, and I'm actively painting the house. I'm covered in paint, all right? And this dude walks, hey, how you doing today, man? And already, I'm just like, God damn it. You are the last person I want to talk to. So my response, he's very chipper. I'm like, I'm all right. So he's like, hey, man, you're working on the house, blah, 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 blah. I have this this glass, whatever kind of spray cleaner. So he sprays my window, right, and wipes it down a little bit, and he's like, take a look at that. Looks like Windex to me. No, this is nothing like, well, we don't have these chemicals, blah, blah, blah. I said, bro, look, I'm just going to stop you. I'm not going to buy anything. And to be honest with you, you are truly annoying me. I'm not trying to be mean. But the thing is, I just want to end the sales. Because I found when you're kind of nice, and Ted, you know this, people are kind of nice trying to shoo you away. You have another technique to stay there longer. So, right. And I know that. I understand.
And quick notes.
I know it's your job. So I just want to be very clear with him, like, you're really starting to get on my nerves. This is my weekend. I am at home, and you're on my property bothering me. So he's like, oh, hey. And I didn't feel that strongly about it. I just wanted him to
And quick nose are respectful.
Before I ended up buying it.
Right, because at the end of the day, if you're going door to door, it's law of averages. Mm-hmm. I got to hit 100 houses to hopefully sell 10 of these things.
Right.
So a quick no. If you tell me no twice right away, cool.
All right.
I'm out.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve is amazingly curt with people.
I know, man. It's just, listen.
Hey, it's a hell of an actor.
Yes, I method act all the time.
Ted, we were on the elevator today, real quick. Right? this woman gets in our elevator bank, right? And she wants to go to the 41st floor. And so our elevator, the way that happens in the building, is they're all blocked off on different levels.
Correct.
So, like, our elevator goes up to floor number 18. You get in a different elevator shaft to go up 18 or higher, whatever you call it. So anyway, she goes up. She goes, I'm going to floor 41. We said, you're in the wrong bank of elevators, you know?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I need to go to 41, but I saw that one only went up to 42, so I don't know where 41 is. And Steve looks at her and he goes, well, it's one less than 42, isn't it?
No, I told her, I said, it's probably below 42.
That'd be my guess.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean,
but the look on her face is just like,
well, it just seems stupid.
Yeah.
You just told me that you know where floor 42 is, but you don't know where 41 is.
It was amazing how,
are you goddamn
kidding
me? It was
amazing how bad, how quickly you made her feel. What didn't
I'm
last
trying to help.
Very long? 844-999-OLA.
That conversation.
That did come out really bad.
Like, I mean, what are you, stupid?
You big dummy. That's basically what I was saying.
Right?
It's probably below 42.
Oh.
My bad. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Bill, what didn't last very long for you? Hola.
I got a couple of stories, but I'll start with the one that I called in about. I had a friend of mine called me and said, hey, I know you're in recovery and my sister's getting out of a treatment center next week. Can you help me facilitate getting her into a clean and sober living house? And I'm like, well, sure, I can do that. And so I made some phone calls. We get it all arranged. She's supposed to check herself in and move into this place on Sunday. This just happened like last Sunday. And she shows up and I get a phone call. She's already getting kicked out of this place. I'm like, how's that even possible? And so I meet with her later that night. I'm like, what the hell happened? She's like, I got stoned on the way there.
Oh, jeez. Oh. I mean,
okay,
come on.
You mean she was smoking weed or she was doing what she normally does?
Yeah, she had, no, just weed. It's like, why? You knew you were going to get UA'd when you got there. Why even go?
So does this end up reflecting poorly on you?
No, I'm not that tightly connected to it. I just facilitated.
Okay.
but then while I was waiting on hold, I thought of another story if you got time.
Sure.
I got a job off of Facebook for flagging because I'm in the laborers union.
Okay.
And so I go and I go down to Tukwila. I do sit through the whole orientation of this new company. Turns out I've worked for this company before. Show up to work the following Monday to find out that the company doesn't even have a contractor's license. And so the city inspector won't let us work.
Oh, aren't you glad you got the job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the job. I'm looking forward to making this $38 an hour, and now I'm going home.
$38 an hour
bucks
for flagging?
Being a flagger?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That's for laboring. Flaggers are only making like 28 or 29.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, there's so much construction around town. There's this one, that's still a ton of money. There's this one flagger I see with different construction sites just around town for the last like 10 years, right? So what this guy does, right, every time I see this guy, he is eating. He's flagging, but he's also eating.
Really?
Is
he big?
He is a large man.
Oh.
He might even listen to the show. You know who you are. I mean, credit to you, brother. He's got a big mustache, beard, and for the last 10 years, different construction sites. He's the guy. He's flagging, and my man is like rocking Subway or eating McDonald's.
If you're not eating, you're chewing or smoking.
Hey, you're just standing there moving that sign.
I mean, I get it. I've just never not seen him eat, and it blows my mind. I mean, every single time I'm like, oh, there's an eating flagger.
Hope he wasn't eating a foot long straight up. That bugs me.
Oh, he's eating a foot long. Like, every time, he's got a lot of food, bro. Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Sex shop in downtown Zeeland in Michigan lasted 23 hours before city officials shut it down. Patrick Cooper, who owns Z Ink Tattoo Shop, said he opened Grimlock's Emporium for the misbehaved lady in a suite next door at 3 o'clock on Thursday.
What's
Cooper
the name said, open again?
It is called Grimlock's Emporium for the Misbehaved Lady.
Okay.
Cooper said he wasn't going to sell any pornography, but did have light bondage supplies, crops, assorted sex toys, novelty gifts, and more. On its Facebook page, the store advertised oodles and caboodles of noodles at more reasonable prices. Just before 9 a.m. Friday morning, the Community Development Department director came to the Grimlock Emporium for the misbehaved lady and told Cooper he wasn't allowed to operate what was considered to be an adult bookstore in the downtown area. The zoning ordinances don't allow for adult bookstores downtown, but such a store would be allowed in a heavy industrial zone. He said he did read the city ordinance about adult bookstores before planning to open the store, but he said he didn't think what he was selling would be a problem.
Is he selling books?
I will not sell any kind of pornography, but a vibrator shouldn't be a problem. He said after his conversation with the city on Friday morning, Zeeland's chief of police came by the business and forced him to close the doors. If Cooper happens to reopen the business, it is a $500 a day violation of the ordinance.
Damn.
So, 24 hours, less than 24 hours, store is open. What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story starts back when I was about 15 years old or so. Prior to that, I was already into smoking bud and drinking beer. But my parents were separated. I lived with my mom at the time. I decided one night when my dad was having a party of his own at his house, I'd make a mixed drink and just hang out with everyone. Comes up and smells it, you know. And what is this, of course? And that weekend, I ended up having to move in with him, and I got put into rehab. And then 3 months after I get out of rehab, clean and sober, my dad asked me if I want to smoke a bowl to celebrate.
Okay. Interesting.
How long were you in rehab?
What it came down to, actually, my dad made enough to where his insurance, it wasn't state insurance or whatever, but he had to pay out of pocket for the rehab, I guess, would be what it is.
All right.
And so instead of going through all three phases, he just stuck me in the phase one and then took me out of it afterward because it cost him, I think it was like $15,000 or so. But
jeez.
To ask, yeah, do you want to smoke a bowl to celebrate? On the car ride home, picking me up for my final day at rehab was kind of, yeah.
I would never do anything quite like that, especially if you're picking someone up from classes or a treatment center or anything like that.
What'd we take?
Well, I mean, this is also 15 years ago or so, 17 years ago, I believe.
How old were you?
Still, yeah.
You said you were 15 at the time?
Yes, I was 15 at the time.
Okay, and since that point in time, as far as your addictions or whatever, have you been able to maintain your...
Right, $6. Love that guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, once you got it, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
Our question, what didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.